It's been an unpredictable presidential race this year with some unusual candidates, and that spells opportunity for comedians like Larry David as Bernie Sanders.
Let me tell you something. I've met some of these super delegates. They're not so super. Mediocre delegates is more like it.
But what about comedians here in Seattle, where around 80% of people typically vote for the Democratic presidential nominee? David Hyde has the story.
The top two presidential candidates are pretty unpopular this year. The voters have given Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump some of the highest unfavorable ratings in decades. But a lot of comedians seem to be enjoying themselves, like Kate McKinnon as Hillary Clinton on Saturday Night Live.
Citizens, you will elect me. I will be your leader.
And there are so many Donald Trumps.
He's like a Batman villain to me. Yeah. I mean, you'll never get away with this, Trump.
You know, I think I will.
Although Dana Carvey does qualify his enthusiasm.
I mean, I'm not saying I want Donald Trump to be president,
yeah.
But I never want to live in a world where Donald Trump isn't running for president.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the national stage. What's happening here in Seattle? I'm at a place called Jai Tai on Capitol Hill, where the comedians are hanging around waiting to go on. Billy Anderson's not a fan of the Trump joke. He says they don't always land the way you might expect.
You'd think Seattle would be a city full of people that'd be like, yeah, let's get rid of Trump, boo Trump. But they get a little uncomfortable when you try to force them to pick a political side in a room where they're not sure of it.
What's going on there? What's that all about?
I think people aren't used to conflict in this city. That's my opinion. I mean, compared to the southeastern part of the United States, which is like 110% conflict, I think people just don't want the argument. They don't want a direct confrontation. And so when you start trying to be like, yeah, that Trump guy should die, right? And they're like, does everybody agree with that? I don't know. I don't like that.
Most of the comedians on this Tuesday night, including Kristen Leonard, told me they avoid Trump and almost all presidential election humor.
I grew up watching The Daily Show, have always been a big fan of that. I think I like political humor that addresses widespread issues as opposed to specific people more, because... you know, people's spot in the limelight will come and go, whereas institutional problems like racism and sexism and homophobia, I feel like those are more worthy of addressing.
Annika Sela says there's no politics in her act, and definitely no Trump.
That's a hard one. Donald Trump is a hard person to make jokes about because he is a joke. Like, how do you make a joke out of something that does a perfectly good job of being a walking, talking parody?
Billy Anderson says, if you're going to try election humor, okay, but there's a right way and a wrong way.
If you're just trying to get an easy win by being like, boo, Trump, isn't he an idiot? Blah, tiny hands or whatever, then you might get some giggles. But if you talk about your own reasons for not liking Trump or your own reasons for having things, then you make it personal. People will laugh with you or they'll laugh at you or however you want to do it.
But pretty much all the comedians I spoke with in Seattle said they just didn't want to talk Trump. Abraham Tedessa sums it up.
This is what kills me, is we're talking about Trump and it's driving me insane. Even though I can't stop spewing it, I want to. I quit. I'm done talking about Trump.
Okay, so that's what the pros say. Which means if you need an election humor fix here in the Seattle area, you might need to hit up your friends or family. Or do what I did, ask random strangers around town to give you their best political impressions.
I make the best deals.
I'm winning. He's stupid.
Jeb is a big mistake. A big, fat mistake. I never work with him.
Amazing. It's going to be huge.
We're going to be huge.
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 Really huge.
That's Dan Jort, Sean Vaughn, Brett, Alex, and Hillary Austin. And, well, in Seattle's University District, huge, it's huge. I'm David Hyde, KUOW News.